Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ryan Dunn, the co-president and CEO of the Alliance Flooring and Carpets Plus Buying Group. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I know you had a meeting this time last week in Park City, Utah, and the theme of the meeting was family vacation. Tell us a little bit of the highlights of the meeting.
This year, family vacation, it's been 25 years since we've done a summer show. Everything that we sold out to the members in 2023 with our new Perfect Home Selling Solution, one of the pieces and the vision of that display system was that there wasn't going to be a lot of changes that were going into it for the next 18 months. So what they were buying into was not going to be changed. So I wanted to give the members with a tough year, a tough last 20 months roughly in business, a chance to come out and have a family vacation like Park City. Let's pass it into the summer and have a family vacation. Bring your family, bring your kids. Let's do some business and have a better view of where we're going in 2026 with the updates with our hardwood program that we're doing. It was a great event, well attended. We had about 228 attendees that came out, family and kids, and it was a lot of fun. It was a great venue. The Hyatt Grand Regency, a beautiful part of the east side of Deer Valley, and it was a blast.
So you say roughly 230 people came. That includes the vendors, or is that just the members?
That was with the vendors. Okay. We had, if you break it down, 102 okay. members, right. 79 suppliers, and then 20 vendors. Vendors are financial. We had the Vice President of Wells Fargo come out with their analysts to give us great numbers and kind of an inside look of what's happening to the economy, what we could be expecting in the far, next 12 to 18 months. And then all the tech people in the industry, we had 20 of them.
Last Friday night, you had an awards dinner. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Just honoring members that continue to go above and beyond. He's always honoring anyone that does a million and up through the program with our gold and platinum award winners. Industry's down, but we still had 16 people that had purchases north of a million and four people that were north of 2 million up to just under 10 million in purchases. That was great. Carpalina Grand Junction, the Colemans were up 60%. They grew their purchases to over 350,000. Bryant Flooring, the Bryant Brothers, they grew their purchases 53%, over 300,000. And then Carpet Plus of Rochester grew their business 49%, which is just over 225,000 in purchases, not in sales. Roughly every 300,000 is a million in sales. So great increases for some of these members in their regions that have been part of us for years. The Bryant Brothers, that's 2 years in a row that they won the highest sales increase in their region. And then we did a Retail Sales Associates of the Year. So the RSAs, the owners get to send in who their RSA of the Year awards were. And so Lake Interiors, John Cantor did 700,000 in window sales. And, John Adams from Cleveland Carpets and Floors in Georgia got a 5-star rating from all of his customers, and he sold 1.3 million off of the floor last year.
You talked about the fact that we're kind of in 20 months of challenging times as far as retail demand for flooring, and then you've got these members that are, sounds like they're hitting it out of the park. Maybe we can share this with some of our listeners about what they're doing to find growth during this soft time.
Yeah, we all know the different patterns of business, 1.5 to get to 3, you start stretching yourself, and at 3.5, you start making money again, and then it goes to 5.5, it's 8.5 million, 8.5 goes to 12, and there's these hurdles, and I've seen them through the 28 years of doing this, but really encouraging members to keep going because you almost want to throw in the towel before you get there because it's like, why am I doing all this extra business? I'm not making as much money. But then once you get that hurdle, it all starts coming in, right? This past year, we called it the Next Generation Summit. I interviewed everyone across the country that numbers were up. And I asked them to come in. We flew everyone to Barnsley and we walked through 8 different stores that walked through the successes. I added window blinds. Really started focusing into another area to get people in our store, offering big consumer finance, offering 36 months same as cash, taking the hit a little bit on the front end, but on the back end, what that did for their sales coming through. So the members got to share what they were doing. One, Adam Arnquist up in Minnesota, he just really focused on commercial business and grew his business a lot. Just by getting out of some areas and just focusing on another area of flooring that he wasn't in was specified commercial. That's the beauty of our group. The strongest thing we do is the networking. You know, in times like this, you can find yourself out there. It feels like everyone's against you, and, you know, reps may be holding products for some people, not for others. And then you got everyone in your territory that are all gunning against each other. You got 5 stores, 6 stores in the territory, and you're all competing on it. This gives them, you find yourself on an island in that situation, and this gives them an opportunity to be able to come in and truly learn, hearing from our members, what is the best that's happening out there. You know, one big area was claims. There was one store that really figured out how to work claims. I would tell you that whole room was like, whoa, so you're putting this into the claims? Like, absolutely. Why wouldn't you? And people were just hitting their heads like, I don't know why I never did that. I'm learning from each other.
Ryan, tell me a little bit about this new hardwood program.
We have 70 Perfect Home dealers. All of them came in and toured 9 vendors and looked at all their product and got to vote on what products they want to do business with by region. They're developing it. It's the second time we did a showcase at Barnsley. We first sold it in 2023 and it went over so good, and hardwood, such a tough category and so regional, we were able to put that together, and that was well received by the vendors and well received by the members.
Ryan, who won Supplier of the Year?
All right, Supplier of the Year was Shaw Floors. Morgan Wilson is our rep, and she won the Supplier of the Year award. Our Retailer of the Year was from Chelan, Washington, Lake Interiors, Don and Lori Cantor. Our Perfect Home Supplier of the Year is from Gainesville, Florida, Gainesville Carpets Plus Color Tile, Josh Elder. And our Perfect Home Supplier of the Year, which is based off of just numbers off of our new Perfect Home Selling Solution, is Engineered Floors, Greg Paynes, our national rep, who took the award. And then our Member Choice Award for suppliers is put together on our members voting on service, products, just all around. And that was John Callahan with Carndine Flooring.
Okay, Ryan, I appreciate you spending time with me today and giving a recap of this meeting last week in Park City. Again, been talking to Ryan Dunn, the co-president and CEO of Alliance Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.